The city of San Jose woke up yesterday ready to celebrate. After years of planning, the council had approved just hours before daybreak the expansion of Google's mega campus, which is expected to bring with it the kind of economic prosperity the city hasn't experienced in decades. But that celebration was eclipsed by a mass shooting. Here's California Governor Gavin Newsom.
There's a numbness, I imagine, some of us are feeling about this, because there's a sameness to this. You know, anywhere USA, it just feels like this happens over and over and over again. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
9 people were killed. The shooter killed himself on scene. San Jose now has the distinction as the 15th city in America to experience a mass shooting this year. Oddity Bunlamudi lives just a few blocks away from where these shootings happened, a rail yard just outside of downtown San Jose. She's a reporter for KQED.
I got the call at 7:30 in the morning that there was a mass shooting that was happening. I was getting ready to work on further coverage of the Google deal when I started seeing reports of the shooting that the police had sanctioned off that area. And then I headed over there.
Bunlamudi raced to the news conferences to gather more information. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo spoke about the victims, some of whom were transit employees at the Valley Transportation Authority.
These are the women and men who support our community through this pandemic. They showed up at work every day as essential workers, despite risk to their own health. And they did it because they understood their mission, their commitment to public service. We owe them and their families so much.
And as the names of the victims were released, people like San Jose City Council member Raul Perales began to fear the worst.
I woke up to the news of an active shooter here at the VTA lot. And, you know, personally, I have a friend that I know works at VTA. So that's, and immediately my thoughts went, you know, to his whereabouts. And that's actually why I'm here as well today.
He later learned his friend was indeed one of the victims. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna, who represents a part of San Jose, shared with PBS NewsHour the deep hurt and anger the community feels.
You know, I've been in Congress for 5 years, and we still have not passed meaningful gun legislation. And people really are frustrated. They want to see action.
The big outstanding question now is why. And we have with us Oddity. Oddity, what more can you tell us about the gunman who carried out this shooting?
So officials still haven't confirmed his name for me, but we know that he was a VTA employee. And investigators are saying the shooting took place in multiple locations. And yesterday, a bomb-sniffing dog detected explosive material, so they had to step back and send in a bomb squad to clear the area. It could take days to clear that area because it's just so big.
For folks who don't know, can you give us a sense of the Valley Transportation Authority and this area around it?
Yeah, it's not far from downtown San Jose. It's around this area where there's the sheriff's office training center, there's the county main jail, there's the district attorney's office. And it's this area where one of the Bay Area's largest public transportation agencies start their work.
We heard the mayor talk about the victims. What else have you learned about them?
Well, the Office of the Medical Examiner has released the names of the victims and their ages. They range from 29 years old to 63, and they were longtime VTA employees. One was a substation manager, another was a light rail operator. And as we learn more about the victims, we're learning about their mark on our community. The county is offering trauma counseling for people affected by the shooting, and a local nonprofit has set up a fund to support the families of the victims.
The city has really been in a state of emotional whiplash over the past 24 hours, to say the least. What do you want the nation to know about San Jose, the people who live there, and how this is taking a toll on all of you?
The South Bay has been the scene of a few mass shootings in recent years. In 2019, there was the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting where 3 people, including a 6-year-old boy, was killed. And the year before that, and further up the peninsula, 3 people were killed and in San Bruno at YouTube's headquarters. San Jose is one of the largest cities in the Bay Area, and it's home to a lot of families who then go to other parts of the Bay to work in Silicon Valley or other industries here. And it's just bizarre and really scary to see this happen in our backyard, especially now as we're just starting to open up and get back to the way things were before the pandemic hit.
That's Audity Bunlamudi. She's a reporter for KQED. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.